One of the Europeans who stood by him and went to prison with him was the British lawyer Henry Pollack.
Yes, he felt that it was necessary to advise his people that if necessary they should go to jail in order to show that they were prepared to endure anything rather than accept this anti-Indian legislation. And this movement then took him to jail on more than one occasion.
It had been in South Africa, too, that Gandhi had made fundamental decisions about his own relation to society. As it happened, Henry Pollack played a part in this.
I went to see him off on a railway journey to Durban, and I gave him to read a book that had very greatly interested me, Ruskin's book, Unto This Last. He was so fascinated by it that he couldn't put the book down all night till he'd finished it, and he immediately decided that he must change his way of life from that of the ordinary middle-class professional person to that of a farmer and craftsman and the simple life.
That was in 1904.